into ne SBS Dinka. Lawyer will get ne sbs.com.au/dinka.
Hello and welcome to SBS Dinka Radio. I'm Ajahn Dinchenko and I will be joined today by the spokesperson for the SPLM-IO under the chairmanship of General Simon Gadwiduwal. In the last few weeks or in the last few days, we heard much about the infighting within the SPLM-IO. SPLM-IO is now divided into two groups or even more than that. The faction led by the former chief of the army within the SPLM-IO, Simon Gadwiduwal, and now the other part is led by Dr. Riek Machar. But both of them are claiming to be signatories or to be partners in peace with the government of South Sudan. Today I'm going to be joined by William Gadjath, who is now going to tell us what is happening, why are people fighting, and they fought the government before on the basis that there were human rights abuses. But now it is clear that the same people who fought the government of Salva Kiir Mayardit are fighting each other. I will be asking why, and then also to understand what was the reason for the split. This interview is on the 19th of August, 2021. Welcome, William Gadjathding. Why are you fighting the forces of Dr. Riek Machar?
So, actually, has a big conflict within itself because the new leadership under the interim chairman and commander-in-chief of the SPLM-IO, General Simon Gadwiduwal, has just announced and dismissed Dr. Riek Machar from the chairmanship of the SPLM-IO. This is the cause of the problem. All these attacks, these four attacks, which have been recently carried on Maganis by the forces loyal to the former chairman and commander-in-chief, Dr. Riek Machar, caused by this problem. Yes, of course, when I go back to the roots, why we denounce and dismiss Riek Machar is about the peace agreement South Sudan, because Dr. Riek Machar had been our former chairman of the movement since 2014 after the conflict on the crisis in South Sudan. What happened is this. So a lot of things had happened hardly before. You might have known that Dr. Riek Machar signed the peace agreements with the government in South Sudan in 2015. In 2016, we were put to Juba. Upon our arrivals, few months later, then the fighting was erupted in J1, that is the state hours, inside Juba. We fought 3 days until we were chased out, and we were pursued up to DRC Congo. We are the ones to serve his life along all those ways. When we came back from that desperate mission, so he was stranded in South Africa for 2 years. So from there, we left at the army alone in the struggle. Our former chairman was stranded in South Africa. In 2018, the peace agreement was resumed in Addis Ababa. It was signed in coordination because he had been in South Africa as a prisoner. Then all politicians, they used to come to to General Simon Garwich. By then, he was the chief of general staff of the army. He used to come to us asking that Little Bashar should be removed, because there's no way for this great movement to be led by somebody in prison. But at Halloween, we stood straight forward and took the example that had happened in South Africa to Nelson Mandela. We used to tell them that this would not happen, because we want to keep that peace agreement, and the terrorist has to be imprisoned, and we're still fighting for the right of our people. Until so we signed the agreement, the terrorist was not there. Few months later, we put pressure to international community so that he has to release to us and join us. Of course, he was released, and he came to us. He joined us. He came to Khartoum. He continued the peace agreement. The truth arrangement was signed in Sudan, Khartoum, in 2018. From there, Dr. Machar sent down the chief of general staff and the spokesperson asked me to go and disseminate the peace agreement to our forces and organize our forces so they get ready to go to the cantonment site and the training centers to be trained. Then we did that. We sent about 1,000 troops of the first batch to the training centers so that they get training. After training, they have to be graduated. After the graduation, then they will be assigned officially. They will be deployed, I mean. After this is where the chairman and commander-in-chief would have to go to Juba, because now, after all this, after the security arrangement is done, then their security is also perfect. When we come back to Khartoum, in order to consult with the chairman, four days before.
Is that after you have returned from disseminating the information about the peace agreement, or when was that?
Yes. Okay. So after 14 months in dissemination of the peace agreement, we saw him, he had been in Addis Ababa. Then 4 days, he comes to us. We heard that we have just arrived from dissemination. Upon his arrival, he comes and arrives at night, and we called him that night, asking him if he could meet us within the same night, because we had information that so early in the morning, so he had to leave for Juba. So he told us, now I have no time to meet you. I'm going to Juba. Then maybe 2 days, 3 days later, I will come back to you. We requested if you could give us even only 1 hour to brief him about our duty on ground. So he said no. He has no chance.
You are telling me since he came back from South Africa, you have never met him.
So since he came back from South Africa in 2018, when he sent us down for dissemination, up to now, so we never met him.
So you have not met him?
We never met him.
You have never
left
for 2 years or 3 years now?
Yes. So 2 years now, we have not met him. He went to Juba with the huge forces, I mean with the huge politicians. All politicians, they went to Juba with him. So at the army, we are left in the bushes.
Into ne SBS Dinka. Lawyer will get ne sbs.com.au/dinka.
Our forces, which we sent to the training centers, up to now, they have not been graduated. They are not graduated. So they suffered in the training centers. They are dying because no food, no medications. Even some of the forces, they deserted the training centers and they come back to our containment site. That's really our areas. So from there, we used to talk to, we complained. We wrote 3 letters to him. We requested he has to come to us, to the SPLA IO General Headquarters, to come and brief us, to tell us how good is the agreement in Juba, because he had disconnected himself, not talking with the high command leadership, the military command leadership. He locked himself out, then he has no communication with us. Then things are not perfect, because we have been hearing that in Juba, peace agreement is working, but so we don't know exactly what is happening. Because our forces are deserting the training centers, they are coming to us. And the whole thing that so peace agreement is in the base of collapsing. Then it was our problem. We wrote 3 letters. Then he defused all this. He doesn't want to listen. He said he has already become the first vice president in the Republic of South Sudan. Then for him, there is no way for him again, or no reason to come back to visit us in the bush. Purposely, he, according to him and his wife, Madame Angelina, he said they have already transformed the movement into the political struggles, political movement. Then these forces, they are already being abandoned. They are to be there in the bushes until later on, and he has compromised the security arrangement. He's not talking about the security arrangement right now, because these forces, they are to be here until himself and General Sefakir, so they will come up with the solutions that these forces are to be integrated back to their previous units. Those who were detracted from Division 1, Division 7, Division 6, Division 4, then they have to go back and join the previous unit. And this one is not there in the security arrangement. It prompted the military command leadership of the SPLA-IO convention in Magadis, 3 days meeting. During the meeting, the military command leadership had no options at all, rather than to denounce, come up with the idea to denounce and dismiss Riek Machar from the chairmanship of the movement. Because earlier before the denouncement, what he did is this. Because we used to call him, and he called that. That is the agitation. Then we don't need the peace agreement to go. He thought maybe giving position to the politician without secure agreement would be the best way for them to implement the peace agreement, leaving the army in the bushes. So what he did, he sent one of his brother, who is the military intelligence director, Dilling Kak Choles, the major general, and another brigadier general called Prime Bang Wang Tuong, So these are the close friends, close brothers to him. He sent them to Khartoum, gave them a huge money. So looking for civils, for the civilians to join the army, and looking for logistics. Now he has to push back. He has to move out the chief of general staff and General Johnson Wulunj, Sector 1 commander, and Thomas Mabordo, Sector 3 commanders, and the army is spokesperson. He said, these people, they have defected from the movement. So I don't need them anymore. These forces, you have to take these logistics. He sent on logistics to the military unit, that is Tiger, the command under his guard. He sent his logistics, including uniforms, including ammunition, and the machine guns, the heavy machine guns.
So it was alleged that Riek Machar has supplied some guns. And I've seen a force on your Facebook. Is that the one?
Yes. Those are the material we spawned after we dislodged them, after the fighting. But we took all these materials, we gave them, because we didn't have those equipment or those logistic before, because our forces were starving to death in the containments, no food, no what, all this. They were not there. But he just recently sent them down to his military unit, that is Tiger, purposely to capture us for the Maganis.
What is in the white thing? What is in the white thing? What is in the white jerkin? What is inside there?
The white jerkin is the oils.
Okay.
That is the oils.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now.
And the fuels.
Now tell me.
And the fuels for the vehicle.
Now, what caused the fighting after you have made the Kitgwang declaration that you have now dislodged and you have dismissed Dr. Riek Machar? Who started the fight again? Are you the one fighting the Riek Machar's forces, or you are the one being attacked, and why?
Oh, yes. That's a good question. What happened is this. After the declaration of Kitgwang declarations, then we told our forces to respect the previous ceasefire in the peace agreements, because we didn't remove Riek Machar because we are the enemy to peace. We are still in line with the peace agreements, but we removed him from the positions administratively, and he is still the ordinary member of the SPLM IO until the movement will go back to convince the extraordinary conventions in the grassroots level later on. If he thinks he's still to be a chairman, then so he's going to contact to election to contest. I mean, so when we removed him after the declaration, Victor Machar himself, he ordered his forces to come and attack us in Maganis. Of course, on the 7th, August 2021, coming in the morning, they came at night, at 6:30 in the morning, they start fighting us in Maganis. The fighting was on 3 hours in Maganis. Until so we put them back, we repelled them. So then we captured their tank and the other necessary artillery machines. Then after this, they went back and regrouped themselves again in the place in the South Sudanese border ring called Amuts, 9 hours footing from Maganis. So 5 days later, they come back again to attack our military units had the Veldi, they fought with us, then we defiled them again. Then they come back, the third time, they come back and attack us in two directions. So to Zinc, to Combo Zinc, and they fought with our forces. Also, we defiled them. This is the third time. So the first time, they called their forces. They had the reinforcement from Turguang and the other areas. All the military units, they called them.
Are you guys? I'm sorry to interrupt here. Are you guys fighting inside Sudan or at the border of South Sudan and Sudan?
Into ne SBS Dinka. Loyu will get ne sbs.com.au/dinka.
No, we are fighting at the border of South Sudan and Sudan. This is the Apanal, the northern Apanal. So, yeah. So the first time, that was the day before yesterday, they come in the daylight in two directions. Then they come and attack our forces at Kizan and Kobo Zinc. So serious fighting. So the whole day we were bombarded ourselves with the artillery and all this. So after 3 hours, we put one direction that lead to Kizan and lead to their main base, Hat Amut. We repulsed them and we pursued them up to their base. Then we destroyed them from the base and we pursued them to Sudan Diff to kill Lashara. Now their forces they are not in South Sudan. We put them up to Sudan's border inside this. We don't know if they will surrender their guns to the Sudan armed forces, or they would next their forces to go and join the government forces at Quick. We don't know. Then another attack to Kurjali. Then we push them back up to Kurwai. Then we did aerial bombardment for 4 hours. So from there, our forces managed to push them out from Kurwai. Now their forces left only at Turguang, at the riverside. And this is what is happening.
William Gadiat, let's come let's go back to 2013. The reason that SPLM-IO came up in 2014 was that innocent people were killed in Juba, and there was what they call a targeting of the Nuer community. Now within the SPLM-IO, the same thing that was happening in Juba is being repeated. How will any SPLM-IO, whether Riek Machar or Simon Gadwijdwal, be trusted?
Yes, of course. This is a good question. And that is the reason why, so we removed him. We removed Dick Riek Machar because we have seen that he has slept under the agreement. Even those provisions which were signed in the books, Dick Riek Machar has already compromised them. Then we don't need it. Because even in the agreement, now in Juba, there is no provision talking about our refugee in the coming back of our refugee. So even our IDPs, IDPs who are still in the UN camps, that is still there, nothing talks about them. Now, Riek Machar want us to go to Juba to be under the regime. While the root cause of this problem was that our innocent people were targeted and were killed. We don't want this, yes, of course. We need the peace agreement. But we need this peace agreement to be implemented rightly. We don't need to be deceived because this is the same regime who killed our civil population. Of course, we killed them. But we agreed to sign the agreement. And this agreement has to be implemented immediately according to the book. If the Dr. Machari is not ready to negotiate with General Kiir, then this would be up to us now to take him out from the movement. Then the new leadership under General Simon Garwitwell so is ready to continue the peace agreement with the government in consultation with the peace partners. Then so we see government we put pressure or let the peace partners pressure government to implement the peace agreement immediately. All provision written in the books have to be implemented.
But
not only looking for the position.
But
then we need all this to be implemented rightly.
How will that work? Because already Riek Machar is a signatory of the peace agreement and he's already given the position of the first vice president and other positions, including the parliament. How will Simon Gadwidwal negotiate with Kiir again? How will that work? Can you help me understand that?
Yes. This is not a Bible. When the chairman is left on the agreements and he compromised what is in the book and what is required by the old movement, if he left, then this is up to the movement now to sit down administratively without involvement of international community and all this. Then the movement now has sat down and know that Dr. Egg is not continuing implementing the peace agreement. That's why we remove. Now, what we want is this. It's not because we want his position. No. Then we need this agreement to be implemented. So, rightly. From there, even if so, he's a signatory of the agreement. If the party to the agreement, that is the SLM-IO, so to move the chairman. According to our constitution, we stated that the chairman of the SLM-IO so also would be the first vice president in the Republic of South Sudan. Then we need this position. This position was not given to him because he has to be the first vice president and then implemented, and then the agreement is not implemented. No. We want him to negotiate and implement the peace agreement at the same time. If he's not doing that, it is right now for the movement to come down and remove him. Then so we have our new chairperson to continue the peace agreement, because you know that Pierre Oudé Latta, maybe on the 12th of September, the peace agreement or the transitional period, so is going to expire. Then what will happen when the peace agreement is expired?
Is there any contact between your office and the office of the President of the Republic of South Sudan, since you said that you are still peace partners?
Yes. So the new leadership under General Simon Garwitch sent delegations to Sudan to meet the Sudan government, to narrate all these histories, what happens at the borderline, what happens between us, within us, the movement. So because Sudan is the chair of the ICAD, so this team is in Khartoum right now, meetings with the other organs. Also, they met the Sudan's government and briefed them about what is happening. Also, they met the representatives to AU, TRICA, then briefed them about what is happening on the ground. Now, also, IGAT is still working hard to send their teams to meet with General Simon Garwitch in Magani. We are ready now waiting for their coming. Upon their arrivals, then we will discuss how these agreements will be implemented and what would be the impact if the transitional period is end and in coming months. So what would be the impact for us as the SLA IO forces in the bush and our army are not being graduated in the training centers and they have already deserted and they come back to our previous containment areas. What would be the impact? And all these things will sat down with the parties to the agreements and talk out the best way to approach the best way that the new leadership so would go into the peace agreements. Then we are going to see that because we already removed the Matar. He's no longer the chairman and commander in chief. All of us, not only on our side as the new leadership, even the parties to the agreement, will sit down and see the solution. Because leaving us out and imposing peace, which is not even functioning, he's not talking about the army, he's not talking about the problem of civil population, he's not talking about any provision. He's only based on giving position to the politician. This will not even take us ahead. And now, we don't want it.
Can you confirm that Oduor has joined you as a member of the Kitgwang Declaration and abandoned Dr. Riek Machar?
Yes. The deputy chairman of the SLM, IO, Ineru Oduor, has already declared and joined us.
Okay.
And also, Mabio Garang, we have our political bureau and National Liberation Council members with us.
Is Olonyi with you or is with Riek Machar?
No, Olonyi is with us.
Okay.
He's our general.
So who is now the senior general that is left with Riek Machar?
The senior general. That is not only one senior general, we have senior generals.
Okay.
In our army right now. That is the senior one next to General Simon Garwich is Johnson Woolen.
Okay.
And Thomas Mabordal, Sector 3 commander. And some other senior generals also with us here around.
So who is in Equatoria?
So in Equatoria, all those forces, they belong to SPLA, IO, we have been in contact with them. They are all our forces, all of them, the 8 sectors.
Okay.
So the Sector 8 commanders, they are our forces, they are our generals.
So with the new SPLM-IO under Simon Gadwidwal, is the forces of Salva Kiir, the president of South Sudan, are the forces of the SPLA under Salva Kiir Mayardit, are they your enemies? Do you fight them or no?
No, this time we did not open fighting with the government.
Okay.
Purposely, because they are the signatory and the peace partners. Then we think maybe we don't see a big problem. We just sort out our internal issues. After that, so we go to them to continue the peace agreement with them. That will bring fighting later. Is because only if they don't want to implement the peace agreement in the way we want.
Okay, so what is your suggestion to Salva Kiir? Are you telling Salva Kiir that he should fire Riek Machar and then replace him with Simon Gadwidwal?
So we need the signatory of the agreements, that is IGAD, the plan of IGAD, the grantors, and TRICA, AU, all of them, including the government. Then we sit down together and discuss, and we see the proper way of discussing it, and we fix it. Then we come with a solution. Now it will happen that Dr. Riek Machar will be removed later, according to the constitution of the SLM IO, because if he is removed from the party, from the leadership, then the constitution is stated very clear that the chairperson of the SPLM IO also would be the first vice president of the republic. But the problem is that only the transitional period of the agreement also is going to expire coming month.
Since 2013, South Sudanese have been to war, and a lot of people are tired of war. What is the promise of peace that is coming from the SPLMIO, or you as the spokesperson?
Yes. My message to the entire people of South Sudan is that peace is the only choice. Because when we came out from Sudan and declared our independence, it was not because we have to kill ourselves and destabilize our country. Then we need to sit down as the South Sudanese people. Then we talk and we come back with one spirit. Then we go back to the country and sort our issues in through peaceful means. That this peace agreement is still holding. We don't need more war in our country, but we need to advise. We need to give good advice to the government itself, direct to General Salva Kiir Mayardit, to access to implement the peace agreement. Because without implementation of this peace agreement, also it would be seen as a serious violation of the agreements, and it can even take people back to war. And he should be the one to speech the implementation of the agreement. Now, my message to the entire people is that solutions will not be fighting. Solution is the agreement, is the peace itself. But we come down and we come and sit down, all of us, to see this issue. This is the message that I can give to our entire population.
The spokesperson for Riek Machar, which is Lam Paul Gabriel, was asked, or was quoted by the Reuters, saying that forces that are loyal to Dr. Riek Machar are only defending themselves because they are being attacked by you, if I can just paraphrase that. That's what he's saying, and that's what is reported by Reuters. Is that true, that you are attacking them?
So, anyway, these Christians, the good thing is that even the Sudan armed forces, the Sudan security, so they know this very well, because they are the share of the IGAD. When they came to attack us 2 days, then Sudan sent the security officers to go and stood before us. They were preventing our forces not to fight them, because they came 5 kilos to Magani. So they were staying 2 days there. And when they came, also they came through Sudan border, because they have no way to attack us, because we have our heavy deployment at all corners in Magani. But they came and they is naked in the night through Sudan border. When we pour this war, we pour it inside Magani. Even the tanks that we captured from them, also I can send you the pictures. And these pictures, they combine with the mountain. That mountain is inside Magani. It can be a proof that the fighting was on inside Magani, not outside. We didn't even, all these poor attacks, they are the one come to attack us inside Magani. And also the Sudan government will prove it to the world exactly if they have them. Will prove it that Riek Machar is the one who sent his forces to attack us in Magani. Lam Paul Gabriel is not realistic.
Thank you for listening. That was William Gadjading, the spokesperson for the SPLMIO under the leadership of Simon Gadwidual. And that is the story. We allow him to narrate what happened, because there is a lot of unconfirmed stories that are going. So it is rare to get them. That's why we have that long interview. Otherwise, it would have been short. The shorter part also will be translated into Dinka. Thank you, Gajad.
Thank you very much for interview.
Into ne SBS Dinka. Lawyer will be ne sbs.com.au/Dinka.